He is a healer, one who can read the auras of Cheelas and others, one who knows the past, present and future of the human race. But he is not a therapist, nor a fortune teller, nor a finder of lost articles. He is none of these things but a manifestation of God upon earth. He is a miracle worker, but never attempts to prove himself when called upon to do so. He does not perform wonders simply because someone challenges him to do so. He will not perform magic nor give himself over to tricks as many believe he should do, but he proves himself in mysterious ways to everyone. He gives of himself and is forgiving of all others. He never considers anything, nor anyone, as an enemy. He knows that it is the Kalnaranjan who is trying to defeat him, but this is the way of God. He points this out to all who question him and say that he should bring his mighty powers into action to be rid of Kalnaranjan. He does not battle, nor destroy anything that is a creature of God, for the Kal is also part of God's own divine power put here to act as the purifying agent for all souls. The Magatma, therefore, allows all things to have their freedom. He gives each power through God because this is the way of life and must be done in accordance with God's will. The trouble with religion is that one individual appears in what might be a perfect manifestation of God, and so begins a worship of that manifestation. Most of such manifestations are only social, astral or mental phenomena and they deceive the worshipper. Such an individual is but a man-made object, established, 93, by the Kal power to give man something to keep his mind from truth. This is the way of all orthodox religions. Orthodox religious leaders appear to follow out this trend because of the difference on thought and worship of their respective desires. This is all because few, if any, realize what they are trying to establish in the field of worship. It is simply a crude manifestation which is little more than a symbol with considerations pouring into it and impressing the mind so that it will stay with men until the end of their earthly time. Most religions have been rewritten again and again and reinterpreted until there is little vitality of the primitive teachings left anywhere in any worldly path. When a religion begins to lose its force in this world, it gradually dies away as all have in the present and past. Thus, the Vardhan is the true faith. Its teachings are from the ancient original source, pure and unadulterated in its message. It is direct from God in its ocean of love and mercy, and is given through the pure vehicle, the true instrument, the Magatma, and is the highest message of the Hari. The Master always presents the straight path to God, but it is the Kila's relationship with the human element in others that manages to upset and divert the Master's way to heaven. Or it is man's relationship with himself which brings about the ingredients of human problems on the physical level of life. The living Vardhan Master strives constantly to take the Kila out of the earthly games level, but he never makes rules nor rituals, never lays down laws and proclaims his way to God as the better way, although all know it is. He knows that all religions are pseudo and in the minority, but he never states this in any of his works. He never asks that anyone follow his path and abide by his own conduct and words. He knows that many men cannot do this as they have established their own consciousness in religion and will be offended should he demand they follow him. All religions are for the benefit of the leader. The living Vardhan Master teaches all who listen to his word that this is truth and the Kila must learn to separate truth from, 94, false teachings. Until the Kila has learned to do this, he is apartment to wander about in this world of mind and body through centuries of reincarnations. The living Vardhan Master is above civilization and culture. He knows that all there is in this world is life and embodiments. These are forms with which he seldom, if at any time, has any relationship. He works only through each soul, which is the divine spark of life within each embodiment. The Magatma is always born near or on a large body of water. His birth is always mysterious and men of ordinary birth do not know his origin. Nor does any man know who his sires might be, their true names or their true origin. The Vardhan enters into the womb of a virgin, the Queen of Heaven, who is submitted to the true spirit of the universe. The consciousness of the Magatma state is planted as the seed, and carefully nurtured in the womb. When the embodiment of flesh is brought into this world, a man-child is born. It starts its unfoldment over a period of years until the state of perfection is reached, in adulthood. Then the chosen one learns that he is the living Vardhan master of his times. There is never a time when the world is without a Mahatma, the living Vardhan master, for God manifests itself again and again in the embodiment of the chosen one. It is constant and always in the worlds. For in the living Vardhan master does it find perfection, as he is the true instrument for the Hari, the Vaiguru, the love and spirit of the Hari. All life springs from its origin in God, but manifests in the perfect body of the Hari via the Mahatma. This is the living Quinton, five, or the fivefold bodies of the Mahatma. This is the greater part of the Hari which is the Word made flesh in the lower worlds. The Mahatma thereby has a body which functions as an instrument of God upon each plane throughout the worlds of spirit, including the true spiritual planes. Therefore, the living Vardhan master has existence on every plane in the lower worlds in a body, the physical, astral, causal, mental and soul. At the same time, he also exists in the non-body form which is the Vardhan. Above the Atma world, the soul plane, he is entirely without form and is, 95, completely omnipresent. While living in the five lower planes he is omnipresent, while at the same time existing in the Mahatma state in each world and administering to those entities and physically embodied souls as deemed necessary, as well as to his own chelas and initiates of Vardhanka. All religions born upon this earth speak of their saviors having three bodies, or three states, which are known as the Trinity. These are the lower states of consciousness which millions have accepted and put their desires and ambitions into to have saving grace. Vardhan never speaks of any religion as being beneath the true spiritual works of God, but merely makes it known that these religions are the offshoots of Vardhanka, the original source of all life. All men and all entities existing in every universe of God will in time come to know each exists, because God has given all life through the perfected state of its manifestation on earth and upon every plane in the universe. The Mahatma is its only manifestation, the light of the worlds, the voice of God, which is heard in every corner and closet of every plane. When he speaks, the voice of God is heard. Every word that he utters is truth to all men, entities, and creatures. He gives life and allows the actions of every man and creature upon earth and throughout the heavens of God, to do all deeds in freedom of respective consciousness. For each and all he is the vehicle of God, and he is able to give all things and be all things to all through the power of the Vardhan. The Mahatma is a law unto himself. So oft does he speak of life itself as being his servant, but he commands heaven and earth, yet never does he allow himself to be worshipped perfectly as man, only as the Mahatma, the perfect consciousness. When Lai Sai, the perfect Vardhan master of China in the ancient days, stood upon the hill and preached the sermon that gained him the title of perfection as the Mahatma of his day, he was approached by a disciple who asked, "Master, who are you? Whom do you say that I am?" Lai Sai asked. "You are the Mahatma, the perfect master," said the disciple. "If this is what you believe, you have gained the true, 96, enlightenment of God. From this day you have entered into heaven and will be at my side." Man earns himself a place in heaven when he recognizes the Mahatma, and knows him for what he is. The world that follows the dictum of the living Vardhan master and fulfills his slightest desire, does so only so it can gain for itself. The Mahatma gives, regardless of the motivation, if he knows that the gift will be a gain for the solicitor. To knock and receive is not always the motive for the master to fulfill a request. He who asks must gain it by earning the gift. The gift to anyone is that which God gives via the Mahatma. But it is the decision of the Mahatma as to who may receive, and who is worthy of the gift. All may be worthy yet cannot receive the gifts of God because the heart is not ready. If one wishes to have a gift from the Hari, his heart must become pure and gentle. He cannot receive when filled with doubts, lust, unhappiness and dread. Only those who are dedicated, happy and love God are able to receive the gift of God that the Mahatma passes to each who has earned his rightful place in the heavenly kingdom. When shorn of the time sense, when knowledge of space has left the human consciousness, Then shall the Kila be relieved of the anxiety of experiencing life as a succession of problems, past, present and future. The barriers of time and space can be broken by accepting the Margatma as the true one, and by entering into the spiritual view of life, as the unfolding of all life is eternity. Eternity is an expression of life without a sense of time and space, already established by the Hare. Once the Kila surrenders to it and accepts as valid that the Vardhan is the source of all life, his concepts of eternity change his human consciousness into a state of God-knowing, the divine consciousness. Man's essential nature is primarily a spiritual desire for God. He must pray that the eternal Vardhan will visit itself upon him, and that the living master will appear to remove any doubt and act as his divine guide. Then all the lower aspects of human nature will be filled with the holy light and sound. When this divine visitation is given unto him, 97, then does he become worthy of any gift of God and able to serve in this world as a co-worker with the Margatma. Each soul can be liberated so that it may stand upon the high summit of the spiritual mountain and view the world. This is a symbol of the understanding that each Kila in Vardhanka will reach. This is eternity, the view from the hilltop of spiritual vision. The eternal view that is seen is the wholeness of life, free from time and space of the lower worlds. Perfection may seem far from the human state of consciousness, but one can be thankful that perfection is divinely true in the present now and not in some distant future. If one looks, he will find divine power in the human situation as well as in the spiritual situation. Man can always bring out in the human self the divine truth. He only has to be himself. As man deepens his understanding of the divine Vardhan, his outlook changes. The Vardhan, which is the essence of God, is divine love, and being love it naturally provides only the good karma of life. The Vardhan is uninterrupted, continuing, eternal. It is the reality of all life manifested here in this world in the embodiment of the living Vardhan Master. When one sees beyond the views of this world, he is living in spirit. He can avoid all the anxieties and dangers of this worldly life by lifting himself again to the top of the spiritual mountain. He looks neither to the past nor to the future, but to the present, the now, knowing that the Hare lives only in the present. He knows that with each step he takes he is on hallowed ground, for the Margatma is always with him. The word of God within this world has already been done. It is the state of man's consciousness which has not unfolded but will continue to unfold. The Kila is ever developing and can reach the state of spiritual perfection only if he will accept and believe what is taking place in the activity of soul. The living Vardhan Master embraces all humanity because he is the only channel that can do so. He is able to live in an enlarged state of present consciousness and few, if any, can ever do this. Certainly none of the ancients could do, 98, this, although many were able to experience the good of life. If the Kila is seeking eternity, then he must first look for it within his own orbit. Since the living Vardhan Master is in this circle of being that is the personal and universal self of the Kila, then the latter must seek it with the living Vardhan Master. Once he has established the recognition of life as it is, then the knowledge that he is immortal comes to him. He experiences the ending of all karma which has been the kalkaus, and establishes only the God-given karma within the world of worlds. Eternity is experienced by the Kila in Vardhanka when the Margatma takes him to the top of the spiritual mountain and lets him view the scrambling activities of the little selves among the masses of humanity. From this position the view is not limited to the senses of the human consciousness and there is no time-space sense. All below him are desperately trying to scramble up the mountainside to the summit where the view is eternal and the spiritual atmosphere is clear. To live in the world of humanity, as the Kila must do until the end of his days in the physical embodiment, he must constantly dwell on the spiritual summits of God. Soul is the all-inclusive consciousness of the individual established in God, and outside the concepts of the aspects of the lower worlds. It has been named static but it is not this, for soul is dynamic within the worlds of God itself. It is a state of awareness which experiences life through the spiritual senses. The spiritual senses are able to have perception, conception and realization. Man consists only of soul. There is nothing else which can give the physical self life. He has body, mind and soul. He is soul but has not yet recognized this. His spiritual senses have not yet been activated, so he does not know soul is the only thing he is in eternity. Soul is a spark of the divine Vardhan. It has three attributes with the Hari, that is a perception of eternity, through inner sight, hearing, and knowing. But mainly knowingness, it has conception of all that it gathered and through the inner senses, that is an understanding of what has been seen, heard and known, it recognizes or realizes its relationship with God. 99. Through God realization, self-realization and mind realization, soul realizes that it is part of the whole of Vardhan, not with God. As a divine spark of the Vardhan, it can have a realization that it is the Vardhan itself. No man or soul has ever, in the true state, felt that he or it was whole with God. It is through these attributes that soul controls the body which it occupies during any given time in the world of matter. The control of the body and environment depends on the strength and realization that it has gained through these three attributes. This again depends on the degree of its awakened consciousness. This is an explanation of why each man is different from another. This is also in accordance with the law of evolution, which establishes inequality in all things and beings and their continued effort for spiritual unfoldment. The Mahatma is not only the living Vardhan master, but a living example of the philosophy of Vardhanka, the high priest and a fountain of knowledge for Vardhan. He is one who knows divine law, government of the heavenly worlds, and the workings of the human mind and soul, as well as the art of spiritual healing, magic, prophecy and miracles. The love of the living Vardhan master for all chelas is on the highest plane, and should not be considered in any other manner. When the gift of love is passed to the chela, he should be contented, for it has been his privilege to gain the inner heights through the Mahatma. If the chela is happy in this, then the reality of God shall be his own realization. It is best not to make contact with the living Vardhan master in the physical but through the inner level, for all comes as the secret teachings from the heart of the Mahatma to each chela under his protection and guidance. This is the inner way, and all who come unto the Mahatma shall be lifted up into heaven. Vardhan is always at war with Kalnaranjan, and all the orthodox religions and mass societies and civilizations created by the Kal. Therefore, orthodox religions and the masses have always tried to hinder the progress of the Vardhan in the lower worlds. Those who follow the Kal are mainly interested in the 100 effects of materialistic power. The subtle play of the Kal is an intricate working of power forces among the various minor forces in these worlds of its own. Yet on the opposing side, all the power of God must reach these worlds through the perfect instrument of the Mahatma, the living Vardhan master. There is no other way, for he is the distributor of the power. All may see the example of this in the material life here on earth in the same manner, and they recognize that each within himself is a distributor of this power which gives life and creation to their environment. The living Vardhan master is appointed to his high position and is expected to defend the God power, and to defend the works of Vardhan and the chelas who have put their interest in Vardhan. The living Vardhan master is not allowed to retire from his field of action in this life until another is ready and trained to replace him. When the Vardhan master's position is attacked by revolt, or by dissatisfaction among the followers of Vardhan, he will defend himself. Not in the way many would expect, but in ways that few can recognize. The defense will come from the inner planes, and by means of the Vardhan. Those who revolt or become dissatisfied cannot bring about any attack upon the living Vardhan master or his position in life. If they do, there is always the swiftest of retribution, which is not always recognized by the receiver nor those who might have observed the occasion. Those who are the children of Vardhan are the sons and daughters of the divine sound current. They are the heroic people of their age, and they could suffer at the hands of the orthodox who wish to keep the doctrine of the Vardhan from spreading. Man cannot receive any more than he can give. This is truth for every state of consciousness. It only means that if he petitions the Mahatma for a gift, he must have the state of consciousness for receiving it. If he does not, his petition is wasted. He cannot receive healing if he is not ready for it in his own consciousness. If he is desperate and grasping at straws, there is little opportunity for the fulfillment of his petition. If he seeks the light before he is, 101, ready for it, expecting miracles, it is not likely that he will have the miracle. But if he seeks the light and sound and is in the state of preparation for it, then he shall receive the heavenly gift from the Mahatma. The wretched, the poor, the unhappy, and those who are in need, are drawn unto the Mahatma, for those who are poor in heart are the greatest recipients of his love. His weapons are love, the spiritual works of Vardhan, exhortations, and giving of himself. He goes among the poor, the youth, the wretched, the wicked and the unhappy, to spread the word of Vardhan. He gives only love, faith and joy to all that he meets, whether it be an embrace, a kiss, a coin, or a coat. But to each he meets he gives all he has in spirit in the realm of the material world. The living Vardhan master rejects all violence, all acts of force, and accepts his obligation to the society and order in which he lives. At the same time he refuses to obey any man-made law which interferes with his freedom and the freedom of his chelas, which are the limitations put upon the body, heart and soul. The living Vardhan master recognizes the law of God. The Vardhan is life and the Mahatma lives and creates life, for all things are made of Vardhan in accordance with the will of the Hari. God took the ingredients of the Vardhan which are parts of the divine body of the Hari, the shining dewdrops of the ocean of love and mercy, and created souls, and life in which all non-beings and beings live. The true qualities of the living Vardhan master are indestructible. His chief quality of love can never be destroyed no matter what the enemies of Vardhan may do to him. Nor can any destroy his immortality. He may be put to suffering by men, caused pain and grief, but never can any bring about the true destruction of the reality of the Mahatma. He is permanent because he is perfected soul, above the physical forms and physical substance. Never was he part of the perishable and impermanent. He is free from all that the ordinary man suffers, grieves over, and mourns in his losses and happiness in material gain. The living Vardhan master is above time and space. He is, 102, God's essential expression and is never separated from the source of true wisdom and reality. He is able to see the past, know the future and to give healings, happiness and create miracles for those whom he loves, and those who believe and can accept his gifts. For all those who have reached the state of consciousness of the knowing level shall realize who they are and shall be ready to receive the gifts as dispensed by the living Vardhan master. The work of the living Vardhan master has already been finished with every kila who comes to him to be lifted up. He knows what the kila is ready to receive before the petition is made. He gives all to the kila in advance, but if the kila is not ready, there is no recognition that he has already received his gift. When the kila is ready, the gift shall be recognized and received with the joy and blessings of the living Vardhan master. Those who are taken to the summit of the spiritual mountain by the living Vardhan master are the fortunate ones. Here they see all, independent of time and space, above all the lower worlds, the joy and blessings of life. All reality stands out in its shining splendor and the music of the heavenly Vardhan is acclaimed for all who have reached the summit. Below, the work of the divine Vardhan has already been done. It unfolds souls who are in the lower worlds as long as each is within the tentacles of the Gal, and until each comes to realize it is living in the world of illusion. Until then, each soul exists in unreality. When the recognition of itself comes in self-realization, it then will accompany the living Vardhan master into the heavenly worlds to find its spiritual responsibilities in the worlds of God. -103, Chapter 7. The transcendence of love. The major mistake that any kila can make with the living Vardhan master is to keep everything with himself in the personal realm. This includes his own problems, and this is especially true of those who do not follow the path of Vardhan, yet will call upon the Mahatma to fulfill their petitions. The question of love enters into the subject at hand. If the kila or the non-kila really loves the living Vardhan master, neither would make any petition for the fulfillment of personal desires through him. It is natural when one is desperate and has no other way out to make some contact through the physical channels available to ask the living Vardhan master for spiritual assistance. It is not necessary, though. He should not have any demands made upon him through physical and material mediums but only via the inner channels. Therefore, if the pseudo-love of any Keeler or non-Keeler tries to obligate the living Vardhan Master by making extraordinary demands of him, there will be repercussions. The Master should have the freedom to work in the universal cause of Vardhan. Instead, he has many people constantly demanding him to take care of any problem they may lay at his feet. These are the people who cannot accept love. If the Mahatma speaks a word of love to the Keeler, it must be taken in love by the one who accepts it. The greater the following of the Mahatma, the greater will be the demands made upon him by those in ignorance. Few know that they are to take their own responsibility in life, for whatever they have is due to their own karmic patterns of life. Those who profess love for the living Vardhan Master must be sincere. If they are not, it is a useless gesture and useless. 104 words. Love does not come to those who seek it, but to those who give love. It is a binding force between souls who have nothing to give but themselves to one another. It is not a physical force of any nature, but one of deep, tender compassion ready to give all should another demand it. This love must be great for the living Vardhan Master. If he should ask any Keeler to give up everything in life for the Vardhan, this should be done. Nothing should stand between him and the Master. Any opinions, any thoughts, any materialistic things and any feelings should be given up to follow the Mahatma. Unless the Keeler is willing to do this, then he is not ready to enter into the spiritual worlds. There are adversaries of Vardhan who will try to suppress the true spiritual works. Their behavior is abominable for they are not sensible, but panic and viciously attack Vardhan. Their attempt to repress Vardhan is damaging to themselves. Many pseudo-masters will attempt to attack Vardhan and its followers in order to stop the true message of its reality. They cannot abide anyone who is not in agreement with their ideas and level of consciousness and who do not attempt to worship them as personalities. This is proof that they have no love within themselves. Those who follow these pseudo-masters and abide by their words, mimic them in manner and parrot their words against the Vardhan shall suffer. There is no proof of any spiritual development within these persons for they are only the agents of Kal. It is wrong for anyone who makes claim to seership to publicly broadcast doom and disaster about an individual without that person's permission, or without first giving warning to that individual. This is a lack of love on the part of the so-called seer. This is proof that he is neither a seer nor a master. Too many claiming seership have made their reputations in all times of human history by using others as their targets and victims. It has made for some reputation in prophecy in a vicious, but calistic way. The so-called prophets do not understand the laws of love, nor do they have any understanding of the laws of Kal that underlie all their statements. What they are doing is, 105, setting in motion, by public acclaim, some target for disaster, a series of vibrations which will eventually bring about troubles for their victims. If these pseudo-prophets had any insight, it would be to their greater credit to serve their fellow man by quietly warning him, and breaking up the vibrations which are going to bring harm to him. This shows a lack of universal love on the part of these pseudo-prophets. Since these people are only looking for applause and acclaim, they manifest a great deal of their public utterances for public eyes and ears. It is only an ego builder and they do more harm than good. They do not seem to understand that love for their fellow man is greater than their own petty egos. Such practices are always carried on in the psychic planes and have been during all recorded history. These peculiar persons create an aura of fear and awe, so they take advantage of it and strike down the foe and enemy with psychological effects made by fierce utterances and dreadful forewarnings. The religionists of the world claim that when the whole human race comes to the path of love, all evil will disappear from the world. This is not a rational solution, for few ever find the source of true love while living in the physical consciousness. The fundamental requirements for meeting the Mahatma, the living Vardhan Master, are humility, love and freedom from the bonds of any religious creeds. Therefore, not many souls will have the privilege of meeting the Vardhan Master. Moral goodness has nothing to do with meeting the Mahatma, nor do great intellectuals have any primary qualifications. It takes a soul that has earned the right during his past lives. All those who do come to the living Vardhan Master have been with him in the past, not as the personality he now represents, but as soul formed by the whole body of the Vardhan, the Word made flesh. As one follows the path of Vardhan, he will soon be assured that he is on the right road to God realization. He will become stimulated to greater love and charity for all.